Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The Hunter Biden story is heating up, and I can't wait to see how leftists spin this. And I would even go as far as to say, get out of it. How are they going to get out of it? Because they're going to get out of it. Now, I don't want that to make you feel bad, because we know the truth, and knowing the truth is a big step for conservatism. But let's face it. These people are masterful at just saying it never happened. The big election cheat never happened. No, not the one in the presidential and not the one in the midterms. It gave the Democrats the best midterm election of a sitting president probably in history, certainly in modern history, on a guy who had the worst record as president in history. So the lie has become the truth. And this is when the Bible says we're getting to the end of times. When you look, folks, these are obvious lies. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Anyway, we have a clip of a guy talking about the Hunter Biden story and the fact of Hunter Biden probably cheating on his taxes and not declaring a lot of money is not even the big part of the story, as you probably already know. But here's what I want to tell you about that. I had a tax debt. IRS sent two people to my house because they said my nonprofit owed money, which we didn't. So they sent two people to my house for $26,000 is what they said we owed. And my CPA says, well, Kevin, we don't technically owe it. I can get an abatement for X amount, but I'm going to have to come out of pocket over this nonsense. Certainly easily provable that we did nothing wrong. We got a paper trail, got it all. I mean, there's no Ukrainians involved. There's no Russians. There's nobody with a stan at the end of their country name that's involved here. It's a legitimate nonprofit that does amazing work. But then we've got Hunter Biden, who has crookedly brought in enough to owe $2 million. Think about this. What do you have to earn to owe $2 million? So this is a guy who obscured at least $5 million in order to owe $2 million. Now you go, oh, Kevin, there's fees and all that. Okay, fine. Maybe he started out owing a dollar, and now it's $2 million. But whatever it took to get to $2 million, it's a big number. Remember, people, he already got his money. He got another tax bill paid off by a Hollywood producer. We'll get more into that in a bit. But I'm just saying, unbelievable. Another thing that came up in the news, a special counsel was appointed to look into Trump's documents that he took to Mar-a-Lago. What a farce. Democrats reinforcing their BS to levels that no sane person would pursue. You're saying that a president who took some of his documents that he believed to be classified for him, and he says, these are the ones I'm not putting into the archives, done many times before, and the Democrats go, oh, he did something illegal. He's colluding with the Russians and the Chinese and the Ukrainians. All because the sitting president and his son are colluding with the Russians, the Ukrainians, and the Chinese. And it's proven. There's no question. In fact, AP came out, I think in the New York Times, whatever, they put out something that said there is no, Joe Biden has done nothing to help his son in any of his overseas business dealings. Hasn't interfaced with him at all. We know this to be an absolutely bald-faced lie. And do you know what the media does? They continue to tell us it is the truth. January 6th, they continue to tell us, is an insurrection and the biggest threat to democracy, and democracy was on the ballot. But they lie about their no cheating in the presidential elections as well as the midterms. And they did that because by setting up that first thing and saying it was democracy is on the ballot, democracy, democracy, it allowed them to cheat in the midterms that I've already talked about. Folks, this is unbelievable. It's unprecedented, the blatant in-your-face lying that occurs. I have never seen it in my entire life. You will never get me to buy into it. You can call me a conspiracy theorist. You can call me a ist of whatever you want to call. And I'm going to tell you something. You will never get this brack of mine to believe this nonsense. And if you're playing into it, good. Look, they're going after Trump. I talked about it a minute ago. Going after Trump with this nonsense. Now they've appointed a special counsel to look into, and Trump says, I'm not playing into it. And I go back to this. The people who hate Trump, you should really check yourselves. You should check yourselves. You can talk about character. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's funny to me, the people that talk about Trump's character are people that don't. They got past. And some of their pasts are far worse, and they have the nerve to bring up character. Let's just focus on results, and let's focus on what's being done to a single citizen of the United States. Take his name off of it. Replace it with DeSantis. What would you be saying if this were DeSantis? Would you be upset then? People want to make Trump the idol. Look, it doesn't matter who's there. The Democrats have said the lie is the truth is a lie. And I tell people all the time, it doesn't matter if it's DeSantis or whomever. And I've made the case that Trump was uniquely qualified to go after these people. And one of my friends said, DeSantis can handle it. And I'm going, you're going to get your chance to see that. And I'm going to make you a bet. As much as I like DeSantis, I'm telling you, Trump, there is nobody I know who could have withstood the pressure that Trump was put under, not including DeSantis. I think DeSantis is amazing. I think these people know how to break you down. And I'm just telling you, people that are, they're so naive. Donald Trump had been sued. His style was perfectly suited to say, screw you. But maybe we'll get our chance to see it. Sadly, because what it tells me is a conservative movement, I'm going to say it again, it's so easy to throw you away. First of all, they don't even support us. Many of the conservatives, I'm talking to some of you out there listening. Many of the conservatives do not support us. They support you with lip service, but they don't support you. And then expect you to stand tall and be strong in the face of adversity. I'm glad there are some warriors out there, Albert, Bob, Dale, Lori, and many others that do support people. We got a lot more to talk about today, folks. Hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There was a shooting, a mass shooting, that occurred in a nightclub in Colorado Springs. Yeah, a mass shooting. That's all you need to know, right? I mean, I can give you details. 5 people were killed. At least 5 people were killed. Somewhere in the dozens were wounded. They took down the subduer. I'll get to him in just a second. But all this occurred at this nightclub in Colorado Springs. But, well, the news reported that it was a gay nightclub. Club Q. And I don't think it was for QAnon. I think it was for queer. Or questioning. Or whatever the LGBTQ part. Or maybe it was only for the Qs. And what's funny, when you listen to the story, they will tell you, oh, this was an enclave for gay people. It was an iconic place in... It was like the mecca of the gay community in Colorado Springs because it's surrounded by all these military bases, all these toxically masculine, testosterone-fueled men. And so there has to be a safe place for the effeminate man to go and get his groove on. You know what I'm saying? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. NotGayMan.com. Proud founder of the Not Gay Man Woman movement, which our credo is, we don't care if you're gay, we're just proudly not gay. So, they have to let you know that this was not just a nightclub shooting, which is tragic enough. I don't know how much more. Let me ask you, does it give you any more, like, you know, when you're hearing a story, five people were killed and dozens were wounded, Kevin, in a shooting last night. Oh, my God. And, Kevin, they were gay. Oh, my God. Does it take it up another level? Or, I mean, what are your thoughts? Kevin, you can't understand because you're not gay. Okay, so if a nightclub is shot up and it turns out that it was a black nightclub, do you think it takes it up a level, or do you think that I go, yep, grew up with it? Nightclubs in the black community get shot. I'm going to get, look, honest truth here, folks. You don't have to like it, but I can tell you, many weekends that people went out and partied, and I read the story, oh, man, they shot up so-and-so club last night. I'm like, oh, really? Okay, well, anyway. Okay, so we had Pulse down in Florida that got shot up by some Muslim extremists. Remember that? And now we find out this club gets shot up. It's a gay club, but clubs get shot up a lot. Black clubs get shot up probably per capita more than any other club or club scene. Because I know in my lifetime, I could name at least 10. Now, I'm not talking about five people getting killed and 18 wounded, but I'm talking about people getting shot and killed in the club or in the parking lot or a combination of both. But yeah, they added gay. And, here's what they said. The five people killed, at least five people were killed, and at least 18 were wounded. This is at the time of the report carried out at Club Q. And here's what's interesting to me, with a firearm. So story started coming in at about 11:57 p.m. I believe this was on a Saturday. One individual in the club was a suspect. I'll get to him in just a second. NBC News quoted the officer on the scene as saying, we have numerous people transported to multiple local hospitals via ambulance and police cruisers. Hospitals are helping notify family who have been injured. But suddenly this thing pivoted. And here's what they went on to talk about, the background checks. Colorado adopted background checks on private gun sales after the December 14, 2012 attack on Sandy Hook Elementary School. Gabby Gifford's gun control group described Colorado's background check on gun control as universal background checks, which means private sales require the same background check as a retail sale. Plus, Colorado has a red flag law, a ban on the sale of high-capacity magazines and gun storage requirements, among other controls. So, Anderson Lee Aldrich, how was he able to get his gun, go into a nightclub, and shoot up a bunch of people who happen to be gay? So, of course, the cries of, well, we have to investigate this as a hate crime. No, you don't. It's a hateful crime. Look, I don't know what you need to do. Throw the book at him. Did he not kill enough people?
Oh, well, that invokes other things, Kevin. We get to execute him.
Okay, fine. Look, if there's a level that you can get to, that goes beyond, well, he killed five people and he injured dozens of others. But it was a hate crime, so that escalates. What could possibly escalate it beyond what I just described? Please, somebody tell me. So, who is this guy, Anderson Lee Aldrich? Yet again, another kook. Another person who never should have had a gun, probably shouldn't have been out and about. They got him back in 2020, I forget what time it was, but like it was earlier. They had a run-in with him. I think it was June of 2021. And they have video footage of him surrendering to law enforcement after making a bomb threat.
I'm going to read this. Footage from the Ring door camera of the owner of the home shows Aldridge exiting the home with his hands up, barefoot, and walking to sheriff's deputies. Sheriff's deputies said, now this was in 2021, June of 2021. They said he refused to comply with orders to surrender. And they said several hours after the initial police call, the sheriff's negotiation were able to get Aldridge to leave the house he was in. He was arrested after walking out the front door, but they didn't find any explosives in his home. They said it's not immediately clear how the case was resolved, but the Colorado Springs Gazette reported that the DA's office said no formal charges were pursued in the case. Now, in the spirit of non-conspiracy, I don't know what he did. It could have been one of those prank calls that said he's making bombs and somebody was upset with him. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you this. When your name comes up in 2021, in June of 2021, with a bomb threat, and then you go shoot up a club in November of 2022, I got to wonder, did people know? I mean, were we looking at his Facebook page? I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to make you a bet. This guy has been a loose cannon in Colorado Springs for some time. People have known it, and they've ignored it. And something set him off, something that you could probably go look between two or three social media things, talking to three or four people, and you will find out he was a ticking time bomb. And he went off. And now, it's all going to be all about the guns. Oh, and the gays. Because that's how leftism works.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer prices increased over 13% from January 2021 through August 2022, according to Congress's Joint Economic Committee. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick shares what she thinks spiked inflation.
You don't spend over $10 trillion in 23 months without consequence.
because of the left spending, every single American family today is paying $8,500 more this year than they did last year.
Railroad unions and management are heading back to negotiate as a national strike looms large. This after the White House praised the tentative deal in September between railroads and unions over long-time disputes about pay and working conditions. If a deal isn't reached soon, a strike could take place next month. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wins all around for conservatism. All you got to do is look. All you got to do is know how to look, where to look. And they're easy to spot. They're not hidden. You don't have to go looking around for Easter eggs behind furniture and underneath the sofa cushions and all that. No, no, no. They're right in front of your face. Now, the media isn't going to report it as a win. It's just, they're going to report it as news. You have to be able to look at it and go, wait a minute, that's bigger than news right there, baby. Bigger than news. So, let's find, here's one of these stories. It's a small win, folks, for conservatism. And I'm not going to make it appear that it's bigger than what it is, but it's bigger than what it is. It seems little. Disney is in the news. Now, I don't need to tell you, Disney's gone off the deep end. Disney, you would think Disney is run by a transsexual Guatemalan midget or something because Disney has gone crazy up in her. It has. I used to, every Sunday night, oh my gosh, when I was a kid, and I know many of you know this, the little, what they call it, Sprite, the little thing that would fly around the Disney building and go ding. At the end, before they started the Sunday night Disney movie, how many kids watched that? I mean, that had to be one of the most watched things in, I mean, at the time in American culture. It was like watching Welcome Back, Cotter. I mean, I didn't miss it. I can name you a bunch of other shows too. Little House on the Prairie. That was when entertainment was fun. It was wholesome. And don't misunderstand me. You should have everything. You should be able to get, you know, porn. I mean, honestly, if that's what you want on your TV, you should have it. The way it is today, I get it. You can indulge any piece of your psyche that you choose. But I will tell you, I miss those, the Waltons and Little House on the Prairie and stuff like that. That doesn't make me a nerd. I grew up on a ranch. And it wasn't, you know, I didn't have 12 kids like the Waltons, you know, where Mary J. and Mary Lou and Jenny Jones and whatever. It was me and my brother just kind of pretty much hanging out. We had siblings, but they weren't with us, sadly. I mean, they were elsewhere. I think I told you guys that. I've only met one of my other brothers from my dad's side. And, you know, his name is David. He's a half-brother, but there's supposedly 9 other kids I've never met. And I've got my stepsisters, and I could go on. But the point is, I saw the Waltons. I always wanted that big family. It was a cool idea what family represented. I'm going to tell you something. I bet you if young black kids were forced, I'd hate to force them, but if they were to watch Little House on the Prairie or the Waltons or something, it would change their perspective of what family really should be and life, what life should be. How about we simplify things a little bit for ourselves, right? Anyway, I'm off topic, but I'm going to get back to this win. This win involves Disney, and Disney is a big deal to me because it brings back this nostalgic feeling. But let me tell you, that whatever you feel, if you're over 40 or 50 years old, whatever you feel for Disney, it is long gone, long gone. It is not the same. But Disney figured something out. Disney says we are on the wrong track. They had a CEO, his name is Bob Chapek, and he's been running Disney since 2020, post-election coup. And he figured, you know what, the woke generation, everybody wants this, people want them some Biden. So he went right along with them, and he took Disney down. So guess what, they're bringing back Bob Iger. Returning to Walt Disney as CEO. Effective immediately. Replacing Bob Chapek. They say, who stepped down? He didn't step down. He was booted out. Don't let them put any... They went in and said, Chapek, you're out. They had already packed up his... I don't know. Man, I'm just speculating. But his office had the little box ready to go, security guards, and they essentially threw him out aggressively. Metaphorically, of course. Here's what how they write this. The stunning and unexpected move comes as Disney's stock has dropped 41% since the beginning of the year. Whew! Be still my heart. They say, although every other entertainment stock has similarly dropped. So what they're telling you is, folks, in case you're not paying attention, entertainment stocks are dropping for two reasons. One, Joe Biden is president. And two, entertainment is no longer what we want. I just hearkened you back to the time when entertainment was simple. Give me your favorite story. Tell me what your favorite story is. Is it full of... If somebody says, Kevin, it's The Mechanic, or some Jason Statham film, or some Schwarzenegger film, or some high-tech, you know, whatever, shoot-em-up gangster alien film, very unusual. Your favorite film is going to be something that touched your heart. It's going to be a great story. There might be some special effects. Don't misunderstand me. It's hard to watch any movie these days without it. But I'm telling you right now, your favorite film, for the most part, is going to be something you emote to. I'll give you a film you should all watch. Love Jones. One of the best movies ever. Mostly black cast. Unbelievably great film. I talk about it all the time. I talked about it with one of the actors who's in it, who's an acquaintance. I told him, man, that was the best work. He was so thankful to me. He says, Kevin, let me tell you something. I told the people in that film that we were talking about Academy Awards. He says, I told them, black people are going to hate us for this film. If you watch it, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's an unbelievably great film about the black condition in a civilized black world. The way most blacks live in America. If you get a chance, watch it. Back to what I'm talking about here, though. So, Disney's poor earnings have to do with two things, Biden, and the fact that Disney went woke. If Disney didn't go woke, their stock wouldn't have dropped 41%. It would have held firm. If Netflix didn't go woke. That's why Netflix has come back and said, y'all aren't going to get us to get rid of Dave Chappelle. You're not going to change the way we do business. And the reason why most of you have quit Netflix is because you're sick of the proselytizing. Susan Rice on the board, the Obamas and their nonsense and all the other crap. How about you just go out and make great films? Plug for the Flick Fest, by the way. Theflickfest.com. This week we have investor meetings with the Flick Fest. If everything goes the way it should, it is going to explode. And I can't wait to tell you about it. But anyway, I'm going to go back to this. So Iger has agreed to serve as Disney's CEO for 2 years with a mandate for the board to, you ready for this? To set the strategic direction for renewed growth and work closely with it to develop a successor to lead the company at the completion of his term. Now, they thanked Bob Chapek for his service to Disney over his long career, including, get this, navigating the company through the unprecedented challenges of the pandemic. What unprecedented challenges? He should have been feasting. People were at home. They were sequestered, locked in, literally on lockdown. They had nothing better to do. Disney could have been cutting new things, doing stuff. What else? What do they have in the vault? What could they have presented? Oh, it was locked. That was their time to feast. And I can tell you this, Logitech, listen to their CEO. He says, during the scamdemic, he didn't call it that, but I call it that. He says, we feasted. We reevaluated our company's model. We reevaluated how our employees would work, etc. You telling me Disney couldn't figure out a way with different studios all over the place now and the ability to work remotely that they couldn't figure out how to take over during that period? It is a shame they dropped 41% year over year. Anyway, Iger, they say, returns after serving for CEO of Disney for 15 years from 2005 to 2020, which he oversaw the acquisition, you ready of this, of Pixar, Marvel Studios, Lucasfilm, and 21st Century Fox. This guy made strategic acquisitions that would go down in the record books. Now, I'm not saying he's great or anything. I'm just saying, compared to Chapek, CEO in February of 2020, after serving as chairman of Parks and Resorts and then president of Consumer Products, marked, as they write here, by multiple missteps, including a poorly handled lawsuit from Scarlett Johansson over her salary tied to the streaming of Black Widow. And also, Chapek had a run-in with DeSantis because he didn't say anything about Florida's Don't Say Gay bill. So, that's the deal. But the biggest deal is he didn't make any strategic moves. He didn't do anything that furthered the cause of Disney and certainly didn't live up to the legacy of Disney. Not the way I feel it. I'd be curious what you guys think, but a win for the right, folks, I'll tell you that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I mentioned earlier, and I mention it quite often, that there are a lot of people. I was on a radio show, and the callers are like, you know, Kevin, you're all pro-Trump. And, I always push back and say, if you believe that, no offense, but you're ignorant. I'm not pro-Trump. I'm not anti-Trump, certainly. I am vehemently pro-Trump results. Vehemently so. I am so results oriented, it's insane. If you tell me, Kevin, you may think I'm a jerk, but I'm going to get this accomplished and you accomplish it, I'll say, yeah, he's a jerk, but boy, he gets stuff done. See, that's the difference. And it may seem nuanced. I don't care how you view it, but it is what it is. And here's the way I liken it. Because I've had this happen. Somebody will come up to me and go, you know, Kevin, that Bill, I know you hang out with him, but he's a bad guy. And I go, okay, well, really? Yeah. Yeah, well, the other one time when I was dealing with him, he did so-and-so and so-and-so. And I go, well, you know what? Bill's never done that to me. Every time I say I'm moving, Bill says, hey, you need some help? And I go, sure. And you know what he does? He shows up. If I say, hey, I've got this issue, he'll say, I have something that might help you. You know, it's a spray gun. You know, I was going to paint a fence. I'm just using that as an example. He says, I got a spray gun. Would you like to use it? Yeah, I'll have it for you. I'll bring it by the house. Okay, he did it. And I could go on. So you want to convince me that Bill is a jerk, that Bill is he's a flim-flam artist, he's a scam artist, he's blah, blah, blah. And every time I talk to Bill and I mention something, he's helpful and he does it. Now, I'm going to ask you, have you had a situation like this? Because I have. I've had people come up to me and go, oh, you're dealing with so-and-so?
Ooh, I don't know, Kev.
And I go, really? Well, what's been your experience?
Well, I've heard.
And when I hear that, I go, well, let me ask you this. You've heard that Bill is such and such. He's not a good guy. He's not a man of high character. Okay, great. What has he done to you to demonstrate that? You specifically. And you know what I get back? Generally speaking, nothing. No, it's not. Kevin, it is. I mean, I can't say that it's affected me, per se, but it's certainly. I heard this from so-and-so. Okay, well, what did they say? And you get this rumor mill floating, and here's the problem. When we become gossips like that in the conservative movement, shame on us. And let me tell you, I know that in the conservative movement and certain among black conservatives, people, oh, Kevin, he's so-and-so. And I go, great. So this person said that. Yeah. Did you ask him, what have we ever done together? Ask him that simple question. Somebody that negative talks to me, as they say, throw shade on me, ask him, what have we done together? And you know the answer? Nothing. I haven't done anything. In other words, if we had a track record, or we started this thing and Kevin screwed me over. Okay, now you got a reason, but they can't say that. I could give you name after name of people, Kevin so-and-so, man, he seemed like he was down on it. What for? So-and-so's down on me. Did you ask him, well, why do you feel that way? Did you inquire? Nah, he just said something negative. I was like, oh, well, it ain't none of my business. It is your business. What did he do to you? Wayne? Well, nothing. I can tell you this. There are people who've talked negative about me in this industry who I've done nothing but help. In one case, I can tell you this. We spent probably $2,500 of our time to help this person put together a media kit, get him on the right track with radio. I could go down the list. And then I heard later on, he's talking smack. And I'm like, for what? For all the help we gave him? It's amazing to me. That's what I equate with Trump. What has he done to you? Well, he likely helped you get a better job. He likely helped you get a raise. He likely helped your portfolio. He certainly didn't lock you down during COVID. It's not. I could give you a lot of things where Trump impacts, the impact of Trump helped you. His Supreme Court picks, his federal judge picks, his Make America Great Again, his America First agenda. I could go down the list. These are things that impact you. He reduced the price of gasoline you put in your car when we came off of Baby Black Jesus. I could give you a litany of things. And people are still, well, I don't like his attitude. No, you're tricked. And you're too much of a chicken crap. I'm going to leave it clean here. To admit that the left has put a brain deal in your a worm in your head to make sure
you're Trumping too much. There's just too many things going on with Trump, 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 Trump.
Well, let me tell you what. If you were getting investigated for 6 years for doing nothing, and it was costing you millions and millions of dollars to fight ghosts, things that you've never done, what would you be doing? How would you want people to react? Would you want them to support you? This is not about Trump. This is about people in this community, in the conservative community, who will do exactly this. They've learned nothing. And look at these Democrats. They protect Barack Obama. He's not even a big deal anymore. They still protect him. They protect Joe Biden. like he's their granddaddy. They protect Hunter like he is their best brother or favorite uncle. These are crooks and criminals and liars and scam artists, and they still protect him. And you get a guy who comes in and does what he says and go, oh, well, oh, oh, oh. And now we learn that Merrick Garland is going to put a special counsel to investigate Trump over these classified documents that he took. Can you believe this? And Trump said, I'm not participating. He said it is the worst politicization of justice in our country. And you want to know what? I 100% support that statement. And it wouldn't matter who it is. If Barack Obama were going through what Trump is going through right now, and he made that statement, I would 100% support it for him. Does that make me, ooh, Kevin's all in for Obama? You know what Kevin's all in for? I'm all in for the truth. And let me tell you, it hurts at times. When you got to admit it about yourself or your own kids. Oh, my kid wouldn't do that. Oh, I'm sorry, my kid did that. Trump said this, I've been going through this for 6 years. For 6 years, I'm not going through it anymore. And I hope the Republicans have the courage to fight it. He says, I've been proven innocent for 6 years on everything, from fake impeachments to Mueller, who found no collusion, and now I have to do it more? It's not acceptable. It is so unfair. It is so political. And if you buy into it, shame on you. Shame on you. Because what you're saying is, I don't care, it's Trump. Well, it isn't Trump, folks. It's you. If they get away with this for Trump, if they steamroll this dude, you better know you have no recourse. Are you not seeing enough of this? Hunter Biden, I'm going to do a whole other show on him. Hunter owes more money in taxes. There's no IRS agents knocking on his door. There's nobody garnishing his wages. There's nobody trying to freeze his accounts. Nope, Hunter is in the clear. Hillary Clinton, guilty, guilty of sicking the Department of Justice on Trump, starting a lie, free and clear. Joe Biden, obviously the big guy, obviously. Election cheating, what do you want? Do you think these 87,000 new IRS agents are going to be friendly to you? Holy mother of Lois Lerner, you better wake up, people. Trump pointed out that Garland's appointment of the special counsel came just days after he officially announced his 2024 presidential campaign. He says, I've never heard of such a thing. They found nothing. I announced, and then they appoint a special prosecutor. They found nothing, and now they take some guy who hates Trump. He says, this is a disgrace, and only happening because I'm leading in every poll in both parties. Look, I don't know whether he's leading or not. I don't care. I don't care whether Trump runs, DeSantis runs, Josh Hawley, Kari Lake, whomever. What I do care about is we look at this stuff objectively and we're fair about it. He says it's not even believable that they're allowed to do this. He's exactly right. The worst politicization of justice in our country. And he called out Biden's DOJ for investigating him while staying quiet on Biden and his son Hunter. He says Hunter Biden is a criminal many times over and nothing happens to him. Joe Biden is a criminal many times over and nothing happens to him. It's unfair to this country, to the Republican Party, and I don't think people should accept it. I'm not going to accept it. Well, neither am I, President Trump.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.